We heard in our first reading in our gospel of the Holy Spirit. So we're listening to St. Paul to the Corinthians, a big difference between the Holy Spirit from God and the Spirit, lowercase, of the world. And that's the, like, an image again of what's going on with the spiritual war. We said that no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, and that's always lowercase. Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. And there you go, God and Spirit and God again. That's capital letters, meaning that is God. That's the Holy Spirit. That is the leader for us. That's the one that Jesus, when he went to heaven through ascension, he went the Holy Spirit on earth. And that's the one that is behind every curtain and every mission. The fact, again, that you are here, that's the Holy Spirit. The reason why the kids are here today, their first day of school, because of the Holy Spirit. The reason why the parents were getting them ready for school today, that's the Holy Spirit. So we have all these conflicts in the world, both in the physical world and the spiritual world. And for us, it's quite obvious that we want what the Holy Spirit, capital Holy Spirit, versus the world spirit. And you can think of dozens of things that if our wholeness of our souls are vacuumed as we leave God, if we leave the Holy Spirit, we leave Jesus, something's going to come into that. And just imagine the different things and sinfulness and decrepit things in our world that try to take the space and that vacuum in our soul to be in the worldly spirit. That's why we keep coming to Mass. That's why every day is our mission, our day to serve, to keep open, to stay awake with God. So always ask the Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit.